Listening Library presents Finding the Worm, a sequel to Twerp, by Mark Goldblatt. Read for you by Everett Plenn. For Sal Salamone, who finished his book. Julian Twersky, December 8th, 1969. The Guidance Counselor. You know the noise the intercom makes when it comes on? The crackle you hear a second before the principal starts to talk? You can hear that noise 100 times, and you know just from the crackle, you don't have to pay attention. But then, the one time you do have to pay attention, the noise sounds different. The crackle sounds different. It sends a chill through you, and you know the principal is going to say your name. It's like that creepy old saying, "Ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." Except instead of a bell, you've got that crackle. It was the middle of second period when the intercom crackled, and the announcement came. I was in science class, converting Fahrenheit degrees to Celsius. Here's what Principal Salvatore said.
"Will the following students please report to the guidance counselor's office? Lonnie Fine, Eric Haft, Beverly Siegel, Julian Twersky, Howard Wurzburg, Shlomo Zisner."
That's the entire 34th Avenue gang, minus Quentin, who'd gone into the hospital over the weekend. Plus Beverly, who lives on the block and who hangs around with us sometimes. It didn't take a genius to know that something was going on with Quentin. As soon as Beverly and I stood up, the class began to hoot, like the two of us had gotten in trouble. My heart thumped up into my throat, and my face went hot and then cold. I thought Quentin...